damn it, Doctor. You promised me an exotic, romantic planet.
Yes, I did rather. Sorry about that. Just run. Run!
Butterflies the size of London buses, you said?
Well, they used to be. A few days ago.
Flowers that smell so lovely, so enchanting, you could get lost in daydreams for bloody hours, you said.
Can we perhaps discuss this when we get back to the TARDIS?
What are those things, Doctor?
Cybermen.
What are Cybermen?
People. They're just people. With all the emotions, all the love and the hope and the longing and the lust removed. People turned into machines.
That's horrible.
Yes, it is. There's the TARDIS. Down the stairs. Run. Run!
They're so close.
No time for the last steps. Take my hand. Jump.
Oh, God.
Geronimo!
That was close.
Too close. Come on. On your feet.
Where are we going?
When? One day ago. To plant some devices that might help.
How will they help us one day ago?
We're in a time machine, remember?
Oh. Of course we are.
And after that, we'll jump back to 5 minutes after we just left and detonate the devices.
You're planting a bomb? A cyber bomb?
Well, no, not really a bomb. More of a hyperdimensional shockwave inducing. Yes, a bomb. I mean, not anything like a bomb, but if it helps you to think about it as a bomb, yes, it's a bomb. It scrambles Cybermen, if we're lucky.
If?
Hold on, here we go. One day passed. There we are. When we open that door, we will be on the exotic pleasure planet hours before the Cybermen.
We are? With the butterflies?
Yes.
And the scented flowers?
Yes.
A planet you promised me?
Yes, the planet.
Well, we have a couple of hours, right? And I'm frazzled from that run. I would really like to be somewhere safe with giant butterflies for a few minutes. Let's go look.
Wait. Wait!
What?
Hold on. You can't go out like that. Here, I'll shut the door.
Well? Why ever not?
Well, your clothes were left rather disheveled by that firefight, weren't they?
What? What do you mean?
Look down.
Oh. Oh! Oh my God!
Rather sorry about that, but not to worry. The TARDIS has a full wardrobe, all the clothes you could ever need. In fact, I rather pride myself that we could come up with any wardrobe that has ever been or ever will be. Think about it. All the fashion in all of time and all of space right here just for you.
But, Doctor, at this immediate moment, my knockers are hanging out.
Yes, they rather are at that, aren't they? Not to worry. They're rather nice knockers, actually. I knew this fellow on Viatan 3 who had 7 of them. 7, think of it. Rather large litters on Viatan 3. Yours are much nicer, though. Very full and lush. They look soft. Are they soft?
Doctor, I'm blushing.
Yes, yes you are. Are those nipples always hard and sort of pointy out like that? Here, let me grab the sonic screwdriver.
No. Not always. Just when I'm excited. Just around a certain time, Lord?
Oh no. Oh no.
Well, carry on. It's not like I'm that excited.
No, it's not that. Listen, your heart rate is up. Very up. And you're flustered. Your body temperature is spiking. This could mean only one thing.
Oh.
What I'm about to tell you. Let me grab your arms and pull you close and look you right in the eyes. Now, I need you to be brave. Very, very brave. braver than you have ever been or hopefully will ever need to be again. Can you be that brave? I'm afraid that your body, being in heat like this, it means you've been infiltrated by a Cybermite.
Cybermite?
Yes, a Cybermite.
Doctor, what's a Cybermite?
It's like a tiny metal centipede, or an earwig.
Ew!
Well, not really. It isn't anything like that. But if it helps you to think about it being like that, then yes, it's like a centipede that crawls in your ear and attaches itself to your brain.
Doctor!
Yes, quite. And it begins the initial process of conversion to Cyberman. From the inside out. Mr. Blatch stopped you just before we ran. Oh, this tiny thing is going to rewrite your neurochemistry. It's going to delete your emotions and turn you, eventually, into one of those metallic things we just fought.
Doctor!
It's why your body is a little heated. Natural defense mechanism. Not to worry. Cybermites are susceptible to heat. We need to get you hot. So very, very hot. And at the same time, we need to get as much blood flow safely away from the brain and to other parts of your body as possible. So the Cybermite has less to work with. It has to slow down. We'll cook it out.
Doctor, I'm scared.
So am I. Think, Doctor. Think. Ah, we could light you on fire.
Doctor!
No. Bad idea. Quite right. We could irradiate your... No, also bad idea. Think, Doctor. Think. How do I get you hotter? How do I get you to burn with heat?
Kiss me, Doctor.
What?
Oh, you fool, just kiss me.
I don't think this is quite the time for...
Nothing gets me quite so hot as a proper snog. Especially with you.
Oh. I'd better scan you again.
Come here, Doctor. Now give me your hand.
Oh.
Shut up, Doctor. Here, feel me holding your hand. I'm putting it somewhere hot.
Oh my. You are remarkably wet, Dad.
Okay, now listen. You need to move your fingers.
My fingers?
Oh, just wiggle them, Doctor. Do something. Touch me.
Look, I...
Yes, like that. Just like that, Doctor. Just like that. Oh, my God.
I...
Shut up, Doctor. Kiss my breasts. Here, I'll grab your head and mash your face to my breast. Now kiss, Doctor. I know you were looking at my knockers earlier, so for God's sake, get your warm mouth around one of my nipples and kiss! Oh my, your fingers, and your mouth, I can't, I'm definitely getting hotter, Doctor, I'm definitely getting hotter, and my brain is definitely not quite working normally, so the blood flow must be rushing too. Oh my clit, God, Doctor. Oh, God, your mouth on me feels so good. Time Lord. You can bite me if you like. I can take it.
I think I'd rather be gentle with you if you don't mind.
damn it, Doctor, this isn't time for a wee sappy kiss. So fucking slouch to my breast and bite down. Bite me. Yeah, like that. Again. I want bruises, Doctor. Give me bruises.
Look, we really shouldn't be doing this.
Travel back in time and tell yourself that later. Right now, I need you to save my life, Doctor. I need you to burn that cybermite out of my body. And to do that, you are going to fuck me silly.
I should think about this.
Oh, Doctor. Doctor, I may be the girl who waited, but I'm fucking done waiting. I want to be the girl who came. Now do it, Doctor. There isn't much time, and I don't want to be one of those cold, unfeeling machines.
Listen to me. Look at me. You could never be unfeeling. Never. Never be cold. You are the most human being I have ever met. You burn with fire. Like a sun, a supernova inside you. It's been there for a long time, ever since you were little. And now, look at you. Just look. Grown up and hot. And completely unfazed by the fact that we just ran through a city on fire, being shot at by an army of cybernetic men. You are so small. And yet, so much bigger inside. You are brilliant. I am nearly 1,000 years old, but when I touch you, gods, when I touch you, you make me feel young.
Then, touch me, Doctor.
Come here. I'll scoop you into my arms. Rest your ass against the TARDIS console. Do be careful not to flip any switches while I fuck your brains out, darling. We might be running from dinosaurs next.
Yes, Doctor. I'll be careful.
And I'll hike this skirt up. Not far to hike, actually.
I always wear short skirts for you, Doctor.
And these panties, lace, are they for me?
Yes, Doctor. For you. Only, hurry. Hurry, hurry. I feel colder. Like that thing is in my head. In my mind, Doctor. I am scared.
You are not a Cyberman. You are human. You are a woman. You're all. You are the kind of woman men would go mad for, and you are not cold. You are so very hot. And I'm going to show you just what a hot, feeling, sexy, fuckable woman you are.
Show me, Doctor. Show me. I don't want to feel cold.
I'll warm you up.
Up to my panties.
On the floor now.
But I like that pair.
We're in a time machine. I'll get you triple vibrating pleasure panties from the future when we're done. Now shut up and kiss me.
Doctor, you say the sweetest things.
Open your legs. Now.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Girl.
Oh, Doctor. Oh, Doctor, take me. Take me, Doctor.
You like being bitten, do you?
Oh, Doctor. Oh, my neck.
It'll heal. Just get these trousers off. Now, I don't want you to think a single thought. You're not going to give that cybermite a single thought. Not one coherent thought. I am going to fuck you here in the TARDIS until you can't think, or worry, or breathe, or do anything but soak the console. I'm going to fuck you into a wet puddle.
Then do it, Doctor. Do it. Stop fucking talking and do me, Doctor. Do me. Do. Oh.
Smaller on the inside, so much tighter. Oh,
your heart is as big as the sun. Your cunt.
Oh God. Oh God, you are tight.
Inside you. Ah! I have two hearts. That gives me a lot of stamina. Ah! Now, don't think. Just fuck. Just feel me in you. You are going to feel so fucking much that nothing in the universe can ever take that from you. Ah! That's it. Good girl. Squeeze my cock. Cunt ripple around me. So fucking tight. That's it. That's it. Good girl. Gush around my cock. Oh, fuck. Hot now. I'm feeling wet and hot and so, so human, so alive. Let's bite those warm, full breasts. That's a girl. Brilliant. Lay you back on the console. Careful of the controls, lad. That's it. That's a good girl. Rest your legs. Oh, against my shoulders. Ah, girl. Fuck yes. Tear off my shirt. Rake your nails down my chest. Good girl. Good girl. No, darling, the bow tie's staying on. I know how much you like the bow tie. Bow ties are cool. Now, you just scratch my chest. Cling to my hips with your fingers. That's it. I'm keeping my hand on your mouth. Don't talk, just fucking feel. My other hand squeezing a warm breast. Running down the smoothly. Thank you, little clit. Let's see while I pound you on the console. Good girl. Good girl. How you clench around me. Keep your eyes on me. Look at me. There's no sign of light. No sign of light. Nothing in the whole universe right now but my eyes and yours. My cock thrusting in you. Thrusting and thrusting. So fucking tight. Come on. Fucking take it. Ow! You bit my hand.
I just wanted to say. Doctor. Doctor, you feel so good. You feel so good inside me. I don't feel like this is big anymore. The cold, it's gone. You saved me, Doctor. You healed me. The thing inside, we burned it. I'm on fire, and it's gone. There's only you. But you inside me. Only ever you. I love you. God! Keep rubbing my clit like that, Doctor. Come on, Doctor. And come in me. Doctor, please come in me. I need to come. I want to come. I want you to come with me, Doctor. Don't say anything. Just come. Just come. Give me a baby. Give me a time, little baby. A time baby. Whatever, just fuck me, Doctor, and come inside me.
Careful, don't touch.
I don't care where we go in all of time and all of space, as long as I'm with you, Doctor. Dinosaurs or space aliens, I don't care. Just fuck me. Just fuck me across all of time. Come in me, Doctor. Come in me. Fuck it. I will make you come in me. Feel my hips rocking for you, Doctor. Feel me grip you. Feel my fingers digging into your ass, pulling you into me while I squeeze you and clench around you. You will come in me, Doctor. Be a good doctor. Be a good doctor. Come in me. Come in me.
I think.
Don't think, Doctor. Come!
Geronimo!
You did wonderful, Doctor.
We should find out where the TARDIS has landed. And then get back to save that planet.
It might be dangerous, Doctor.
Almost definitely.
Another of those cyber things might get me.
Mites. Cyber mites.
Whatever. Point is, another might get me, so... So, you had better fuck me again, Doctor. Hard. So hard. Fuck me again before we go.
We really do have planets.
We're in a time machine, remember? We can fuck for days, Doctor, and still be on time to save that planet. Right now, I need you to fuck me. Fuck me so that I feel you in me for the rest of the day. Bite my tits and bruise me so that I feel your marks on my skin for a week. Fuck me so hard that no matter what happens, no matter what tries to take me, I will never forget being taken by you. And I will never forget, not even for a moment, what I am.
And what exactly are you?
In heat. That's what I am. I am in heat. I'm the Doctor's companion, and right now, I'm the Doctor's little bitch in heat.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Fuck me, Doctor. Fuck your little bitch in heat.
Jerome.
Mm. 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 Mm.